Thank you. Thank you very much. See a lot of folks we saw last time too here at the Ryman. Glad to see all of you, and of course glad to have all of you first timers here. And I hope that you do come back for the entire series coming up next week. Allison Krauss and Union Station will be here. Then on the 27th, Ricky Skaggs and friends. On July the 4th, Laurie Lewis and the Grant Street Band, along with Front Range, a great group from Colorado. On the 11th, Doc Watson and Chesapeake. Yeah, it's going to be a great night that night, too. Chesapeake, three guys from the Seldom Scene have gotten together and put together a band called Chesapeake. They'll be here. On the 18th, J.D. Crow, New South, along with Glenn Duncan, Larry Cordell, and Lonesome Standard Time. On the 25th, the Nashville Bluegrass Band and the Cox Family. Yes. On August 1st, Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys and the Osborne Brothers. Then on the 8th, Marty Stewart had, as I told you before, somebody had had booked two dates, and he can't get out of the one of them, so he's going to have to pass by the Ryman this time, and he's really sorry about that. So he's not going to be here, but Tony Rice Unit, along with Claire Lynch and the Front Porch String Band, they will be here that night. So we got a great night on the 8th. Then on the 15th, Peter Owen, Sam Bush, and Jerry Douglas. 22nd, Lonesome River Band, and Third Time Out. And then, of course, we'll close the series August 29th with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. So it's going to be a great series, and I hope that all of you will come back. You know, tonight we could, I guess, be saying that this is the Martha White Kentucky Night, because that was the name of his band when he first started out on his own. It was the Kentuckians. And later, of course, he changed the name of the band and changed history. He's been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1939, member of the Country Music Hall of Fame since 1970, and we always sometimes forget that he also won a great award, a Grammy, in 1993. But ladies and gentlemen, he's here tonight, fine form, and I know you're going to enjoy him, the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, and his Bluegrass Boys.